Thank you very much, thank you very much. John Medeski on keyboards. And Adam Deitch on the drum set. That was us playing, and now we are really glad to be here for the Rex Foundation, which, by the way, is a really wonderful charity. And now is a chance for us all to give a little bit of money, if you have a few cents, to put it in the piggy bank that was coming around, the hat that was being passed. I don't know if it's going to come back, but I hope it does. Anyway, it's great to see you all today. Now the second part of our thing is we're going to answer any questions you may have about the music or about whatever, about anything, I guess. So. You know, we don't know what's happening tonight, but it's all good. Is this? I don't know if there is a microphone that they can. Is there any way that you guys could put a microphone? Is there a cordless mic that we could pass out in the audience? There's not one. Okay, I know, just play, but we always play. Now is your chance to get inside of our minds.
Yeah, we're gonna be playing over there.
And let me tell you, you should ask Adam Deitch some questions, because I tell you, it's crazy up there.
It's scary in his mind.
Okay, one at a time. Who's next? Yes, sir, right here. Everybody be quiet. Speak up.
Yes.
Are we three coming out with an album? Well, we don't know, because we can barely get through the gig, you know, but we would love to. But there's nothing absolutely coming out, but we would love to, and hopefully we will. Well, we didn't rehearse a whole lot, no. But we did play a few gigs, though. The first song we played was a song of mine that I used to play with Adam a lot, and we taught it to John. We played a couple of gigs, so we've been playing that. The second song started out as a piece of Adam's. And then what happened, John Medeski?
Something bad happened after that.
It was good. It was good what happened. No, then we started to really jam, you know? And then, so that was completely unrehearsed. Little Walter, we will play with Medeski, Scofield, Martin, and Wood later on today, for sure.
Yeah, but we're not picking it all up right now.
Okay, now dig it. We're going to have the mic thing. This is going to get really good. You're going to be able to hear the questions. Think of some good questions. Because a lot of times you might wonder, you know, what Adam or John or myself are doing or what we're thinking.
And we'll never do this again.
We'll never do this again. Okay, so anybody who has questions, make your way to the front. Here comes the microphone.
Yeah, I have a question. What kind of professional music education?
Okay, you gotta speak loudly.
What kind of professional music education do you have, and how much do you use of that in your music?
Well, I went to music school, and I use none of it. Everything we've ever done. John went to, you know, school in Boston too for a little while. But I don't, you know, basically you go and you just pick up what you can anywhere. So the formal education is just one small part of what it, you know, takes. We went to school in search of something, and, you know, found a little bit there, and there's so many great classes. The Getty, maybe, I don't know.
How did you write a go-go?
October 11th, I'm getting married. John, are you married?
Yes, sir. 30 years.
Gentlemen, what's in your CD player right now? What's in your CD player and your CD player right now?
My CD player right now? I've been listening to a lot of gospel music. The record that I just played for John is Reverend James Cleveland, 1962, a record that he made a live CD that he cut with an album on Savoy Records. It's, and I'll tell you the name in a second. Hold on. It's really happening. Oh, wait. I got it right here. It's called James Cleveland and the Angelic Choir, Peace Be Still.
Yeah. And for me, it's, I have this record called The Fang of Gabon. It's a tribe from Gabon in Africa. And it's made, actually, Billy Martin turned me on to it like 2 days ago, and I've been listening to it, trying to figure out what they're doing ever since.
John, do you...
Who's John?
Scofield. Do you use synthetic scales, and if you do, what are some of your favorites?
You know, I've learned a lot of scales, a whole lot of scales, and none of my favorite, because my favorite is the chromatic scale, and then you can take notes out of that and make other scales. But I try to not think in terms of scales. I try to think more melodically. Here's the CD I just listened to. How come you can't hear that? That's enough.
Next question.
I love these new iPhones. It's incredible.
Mr. Medeski, when you made the transition from acoustic piano to like the B3, how did your style differentiate? Like, did you spend time just on the B3, like, you know, the Jimmy Smith jacking it up type style?
Yeah, I mean, I spent a lot of time with it because, you know, see, the first time I ever played one, I was like blown away by what an incredible instrument it was. So, yeah, I spent a lot of time exploring. There's a lot of different sounds you can get out of this, a lot of stuff that I haven't heard people getting on records and things. So I spent a lot of time. I devised little exercises to do, you know, work with the stops and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. No, I just, you know, check people out, listen to a lot of records. I didn't have any specific organ teacher. I mean, pretty much every organ player that I've ever heard or seen was my teacher. You know?
Yeah, Mr. Scofield, you got a good story about playing with Miles back in the day?
Well, I was lucky enough to get to be part of Miles Davis's group for 3 years, and that was a great experience because he was one of the great musicians of all time. And I think all of us have been lucky and gotten to play with some of the older guys, you know, because that's how you pass it down. That's how it gets passed down to us in music, getting to play with people that are better and more experienced than you. And I was certainly very, very, very lucky to get to play with Miles. I've been told we got time for one more question. Sorry.
This is for both the Johns. What's you guys' songwriting process? Is most of the songs come out of jams, or is it writing alone? How does that work?
Well, both, you know, both. I mean, a lot of times, the way we jam we're always thinking compositionally. So when we do something like playing jam together, it is, in a way, sort of writing together. But, you know, John is an amazing composer, and, you know, like, brings in all these great tunes that we get to play all the time. And, you know, we do both, you know. But the last record that we did together out loud, we actually spent a lot of time working together, writing. It takes longer when you're writing with other people because you got to, like, talk about it. And, oh, I like this. Oh, how about this? Let's try this. And doing it alone, you can do it all in your own head and be done with it, you know.
One more, I guess. Hey, I just want to say that I think y'all are great. Y'all have so, this man on the pianos is a wild, I call you Mad Man. That's your nickname, Mad Man.
Thank you, Mad Man, that's you.
Yeah, see, look, you my man, hey, y'all got that vibe going. All y'all missing is a front man, and I'll be your front. My name is Ross, and it is Ross's World. Hey, listen, I just wanna say y'all doing great. If y'all have your permission, to do one little riff. Say, Ross, come on.
Hey, Ross, come on up here. Okay, but we gotta Ross, we've got 2 minutes, and then we have to go play our other gig. So you tell us what you want us to do, then we'll play with you.
Baby, listen, before we start, I just want to say this. Before we start, I know, okay, my name is Ross, and it is Ross World, but see, you must remember this, that Ross World is your world because it's good, so hit the beat.
Thank y'all very much.